Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. A lot of you inventors and product folks out there need to come up with prototypes, right? So today we've got Rachel King from Made STL, and we're going to be talking about makerspaces. Thanks for coming, Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So why is it so important to have a prototype for a startup?
Yeah, so we have people that come in and they're able to use the 3D printers and the lasers and the different equipment here to make smaller prototypes and to really hash out like how they're going to start their project from beginning to end.
And if you've got a product, it's always easier to show potential customers what it is that you're doing rather than describe it. So that's why you need a prototype. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what kinds of services you can get at a makerspace.
Yeah, that's a great question. So our makerspace is pretty unique. We have quite a bit of equipment here, a huge layout of the land. So you can come in and use the 3D printers, use the lasers. We also have a textile section. We have a full wood shop. We have a metal shop. You can also do powder coating. You can do welding. So there's just about anything you can imagine here. So you can use different elements too. So depending on what it is that your end goal is, whatever project you're doing, you might use multiple areas or you might just use the wood shop.
Okay. And you've got people there that show you how to use this equipment safely and correctly, right?
We do. Yes. So if you come in, what we will have you start with is a class, and some of the classes are free with your membership. So you'll come in, for example, and take the wood shop class. So an instructor will work with you to show you the basics. And then we also have ambassadors. So if you're working on a project and you get stuck, you can ask an ambassador to come in for free and help you out with your project.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Does it have like a tool library component where people can borrow stuff and take it to their own workshops, or does everything have to be done on site?
That's another great question. So our makerspace is everything is done on site. There are other makerspaces that you can rent out tools. That's just not something that we currently do. We've talked about a couple handy tools that could go home, but right now the memberships, all the tools will stay here in our shop.
Okay. Do you know about other makerspaces in the neighborhood?
So we're pretty unique. The only other makerspace that's remotely similar would be Arch Reactor. I've not been to Arch Reactor myself, but it's not staffed, but it is also a nonprofit like us. And from my understanding, they have some of the equipment that we have, but not all of the equipment that we have.
Yeah, and those are local to St. Louis. But But wherever you are in the country, you look for maker space. And that's the phrase that's used if you want to go find a place to create prototypes, learn how to use other kinds of equipment for creating prototypes or manufacturing something. Sometimes it's useful, like in textiles, to kind of get the process down so you know how to set up your line later on, right? Okay, what else do you want to tell me about a makerspace?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for asking. So we have community classes now. So this is something new that we've started. So you don't have to be a member to come in and make something. So we actually have like t-shirt making classes, or we have wood cutting board classes, or maybe you want to come in and make a cute little hat for your niece or nephew. You can come in and make that, and it's a 2-hour class for $50. You can come in and make your gift, or maybe you're making something for yourself, and it's a one-time fee. You come in, make the thing, and you're all set.
Sounds like you could have some great hands-on fun doing something you've never done before, right?
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of people in our community that are retired, and they will come in as a group and make something together. So they might not want to be a member per se, but they'll come in as a group and make it like a fun experience, like a fun, Thursday, Friday night out. They'll come in and participate. And then we also, on that note, social events. Every third Friday, the whole district has a huge party. So it's every month, like clockwork, on the third Friday. So coming up in October, we have what's called Delish on Del Mar. And so the streets will be blocked off. We'll have food trucks. We'll have a makers market set up. And then we'll obviously be, opened up and have activities, different crafts you can do, take a tour of Made Maker Space. And that happens every third Friday in some form.
I'm hoping to get there myself.
Oh,
Well,
it's fun.
thank you so much, Rachel came from Made STL, and I highly recommend anybody in the St. Louis neighborhood who wants to do some projects or needs a prototype to go talk to these folks because they really know what they're doing and they have the best equipment.
Yeah. Can
And
I
for
share
those,
our location? Oh, go ahead.
The location you guys are in Del Mar, you're right on Del Mar in St.
Yep.
Louis. And Startup Week is coming up, and that's going to be a good time to stop by Made STL on your way to some of the other Startup Week things that they're happening over on at Tech Artista on Lansdowne. So thanks again, Rachel King from Made STL, for coming and talking to us about prototypes and makerspaces. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Roof, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessroof.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.